Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Did you know that Italy has a blue zone? The island of Sardinia is home to one of the four areas of the world which have really high numbers of centenarians, people living to over 100. What's their secret?
I think I know. And I'll tell you, but on one condition, you need to learn how to use the verb stare.
Deal. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Ciao.
So what's their secret? Come on, Matteo. I want to live to 100. Most people listening probably want to live to 100.
The answer is simple, and it's related to the Italian verb stare. So today, learning Italian grammar will help you live a long and healthy life.
Fantastico. Let's listen to the conversation.
Cosa stai bevendo?
Canonao.
Buono. Ma perché un vino sardo?
Sto per compiere 40 anni e i sardi sono molto longevi.
Lascia stare.
Ma in Sardegna stanno bene.
Perché stanno in compagnia e stanno tranquilli, non per il vino.
Let's break that down word for word.
Cosa stai bevendo?
What are you drinking?
Cosa?
What?
Stai?
You stay?
Bevendo.
Drinking. Here's our first use of stare. Stare literally means to stay in Italian, but we use it in loads of different situations where we wouldn't normally say stay in English. In this case, we use it to talk about something we're doing right in this moment. I am drinking becomes sto bevendo. Italians literally say I stay drinking. Kind of makes sense if you think about it. It's something I'm doing right now. I stay doing it. So I am drinking is actually I stay drinking.
Sto bevendo.
Or you are drinking, you stay drinking is...
Stai bevendo.
Then I answered...
Canonao.
Canonao. This is a very strong, full-bodied wine from Sardinia. And Matteo replied...
Buono.
Tasty. And just a quick note here, we always use buono to talk about how something tastes, not bene or bello. For taste, always buono. Then Matteo asked,
Ma perché un vino sardo?
But why a Sardinian wine?
Ma.
But.
Perché.
Why.
Un vino.
A wine.
Sardo.
Sardinian. In Italian, we put the describing word after the thing, so wine, Sardinian, vino, sardo. Then I answered,
Sto per compiere 40 anni.
I'm about to turn 40.
Sto.
I stay.
Per.
For, in this case, about to. More on this in a second.
Compiere.
Accomplish.
40 anni.
40 years. To talk about turning a certain age, Italians say that they accomplish the age. To turn 40 is compiere 40 anni. I'm about to turn 40.
In a couple of years.
I'm preparing myself. Mm-hmm. I'm about to. And here you heard the phrase stare per, which means to be about to. Sto means I stay, and per means for. So to say, I'm about to, we literally say, I stay for. It kind of makes sense in a way, I suppose. It's like I'm staying in this moment for the thing that I'm about to do. But if that funny logic doesn't help you, then feel free just to memorize the phrase as well. So I'm about to.
Sto per. Sto per.
We stay is stiamo. How would you say we're about to eat? Literally, we stay for eat.
Stiamo per mangiare. Stiamo per mangiare.
Next, I said.
E i sardi sono molto longevi.
And Sardinians live a very long time, literally.
I sardi,
Sardinians,
sono,
are,
molto,
very,
longevi.
Long-lived. Canonal wine really is cited as one of the possible reasons Sardinians live so long. Apparently it has the highest level of anti-aging polyphenols of any red wine. So that seems like a good reason to drink it. But Matteo isn't convinced, he said.
Lascia stare.
Forget about it, literally.
Lascia.
Leave.
Stare.
Stay. And here's another little fixed expression. Lascia stare means leave it be, let it go, forget about it. It kind of makes sense. Let it go, let it be. In Italian we say leave, stay. But often with these kinds of expressions it helps just to remember and repeat the little chunk.
Lascia stare. Lascia stare.
I'd still like to make my case for drinking the wine, so then I said...
Ma in Sardegna stanno bene.
But in Sardinia they're healthy, they're well, literally.
Ma...
But...
In...
In...
Sardegna...
Sardinia...
Stanno...
They stay...
Bene.
Well. And here you can see that we use the verb stare to talk about how we are in terms of our well-being. You've probably heard this with the expression, come stai, how are you? Italians literally say, how, come, you stay, stai. It's usually used with bene, which means good or well, or male, which means bad or unwell. In this case, Sardinians are well, as in healthy. They stay well.
Stanno bene. Stanno bene.
Now we finally get to Matteo's theory. Why do they live so long?
Perché stanno in compagnia.
Because they spend time in the company of others. Literally.
Perché.
Because.
Stanno.
They stay.
In.
In.
Compagnia.
Company. Italians often use stare when there's an idea of spending time, either with people or in places.
Yes, for example, we can say stare al mare. Stare al mare. One of my favorite things to do.
Literally, to stay at the seaside, which means to be there, to spend time there.
Or a very important one in Italian culture, stare a tavola. Stare a tavola. This means to be around the table, as in to spend time there.
Matteo then continues his very sensible theory, which unfortunately doesn't include wine.
E stanno tranquilli.
And they're calm.
E.
And.
Stanno.
They stay.
Tranquilli.
Calm. Here's another little fixed expression. Stare tranquillo, to stay tranquil, means to be calm. You can also say stare calmo, although sometimes there's a slight difference. Tranquillo can be used more for someone's character in general, while calmo might be in the moment if you're telling someone to calm down. Stai calmo. I know these expressions are a bit annoying because we basically just keep saying, oh, just learn them.
But there are lots in English too. I know because they're hard for me. They're a nature part of any language.
Yeah, and I think the more that you can just let yourself just think, oh, okay, and try and remember the little chunk without stressing about the logic, the faster you'll learn them and then be able to use them in conversation. Next, Matteo said...
Non per il vino.
Not because of the wine.
Non.
Not.
Per.
For. In this case it means because of.
Il vino.
The wine. Matteo's really determined to take away my excuse for drinking Canonau.
You should drink it for pleasure, because you like it. That's the Italian way. Let's listen to the conversation again. Cosa stai bevendo?
Canonau.
Buono. Ma perché un vino sardo?
Sto per compiere 40 anni e i sardi sono molto longevi.
Lascia stare.
Ma in Sardegna stanno bene.
Perché stanno in compagnia e stanno tranquilli, non per il vino.
We've covered a lot today because the verb stare is quite a big topic. To see the different categories written down and learn a few more handy fixed phrases, head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description.
You'll also get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz to help you make sure it all goes in.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.